Alright, so can you please state your name?
McKenna Blewin.
And how long have you been working here?
Just over a year. I think my 1 year anniversary was June 20th, actually. So.
Wow, okay, so you've been here a while then.
Yes, yeah.
And what do you think of it so far?
I love it. It's got the perfect atmosphere for me. I am avid book reader, always have been, so it's just great to be surrounded by that atmosphere.
Have you read a lot of the books in here, or?
I have, actually. sometimes I'll take them home, sometimes I'll read them when there's downtime in the store, so.
So, what made you work in a bookstore? Like, you said you were an avid reader, but, like, what drew you, like, to a bookstore specifically versus, like, I guess a library?
Well, the thing with the library is that a lot of the jobs for libraries require degrees, and I'm working on my degree right now, so this is more retail, readily accessible for jobs, I guess. When I first moved to town, I kind of went around town just applying to places, and I knew as soon as I walked in here that I wanted to work here. It's just such a great atmosphere, so I applied, and that's how it went.
Are you, like, going to be anything to do with, like, literature or English, or did you just kind of choose the bookstore because, like, you'd love to read?
I mostly chose it just because I like to read. I did consider going into that field for a while, but I kind of decided against it just because it's more of a hobby for me.
So I guess another question, like, do you have any books here that, like, you wish made it bigger? Like, any, like, kind of smaller books by, like, good authors that, like, never really made it big?
Off the top of my head, I really can't think of anyone. I do know that there are a lot of authors in here, especially local authors that we feature, really deserve to make it big, but no names specifically come to mind.
So you guys, like, take in books from, like, other authors that are, like, in town or, like,
yeah.
In the state?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we've got the display right over there.
Oh, so you kind of, like, help authors, like, get bigger and, like, kind of make a name for themselves.
Right, and we also hold signings here, book signings. They come in, they set up, and they just kind of hang out and talk to people who come in and, you know, sign the books and sell them.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have a lot of, like, I guess advertising here, too. Do you guys, like, help support Manassas and, like, spread the word on things?
Yes, definitely. You know, support local business, all that kind of stuff. The town is really big on it, and so are we. So we have lots of displays. People can come by and drop off ads, pamphlets, flyers, all that kind of stuff.
How long has this particular bookstore been open?
It's actually been open for 20 years. I don't think it's been in this building for that long. I think it's been in this building for 6 years? When the new owner took over, I think he moved it into this store. I forgot where it was before. It was somewhere in Manassas.
Okay, so it didn't move very far.
No.
So what made, I guess if you ever knew the owner, like, what did you think about, like, why he opened the bookstore here? Like, I guess how he continued the legacy.
Right. The owner, he actually owned this building before he moved the bookstore in here, and he says all the time that all he could ever picture in this building was a bookstore. So that was kind of his inspiration for this, and, you know, it's like a hobby and a passion for him. So he really loves the bookstore, and it's kind of like his vision. So.
Did you ever get to meet him, or, like, does he ever come in and visit?
Yeah, he drops by all the time to bring in new books.
Hello, how are you?
How are you?
Wonderful, thank you. There you are. And there you go. What have you got?
So I guess, like, just about you, like, what's your favorite kind of genre to read?
Definitely mystery. I only started getting really into mystery a few years ago, and before that it was mostly like fantasy type things, but just kind of that whole fantasy fiction area, I guess.
Have you found like any mystery books or like fantasy books here, like in the store, that you like just absolutely loved?
Oh yeah, when I first started working here, actually, that's when I got into Agatha Christie, because we had a bunch of her books here, so I just kind of picked them up and was like, ooh, what's this? So yeah, I just kind of started reading her, and that's kind of where I got more into mystery than the fantasy. So
I've actually heard of Agatha Christie. She, believe it or not, used to be one of my mom's favorite authors, too. My mom used to love getting into mystery books.
Yeah.
I definitely have to send my mom to here, because she would absolutely fall in love. Do you guys have anything, like, related to, I guess, like, Indian culture or Indian history here?
We do somewhere. I know we kind of have a little bit of it, like, scattered around here. Some of it is in different sections. But I think off the top of my head, we do have a few things like that.
I also saw on the website, you guys have, I think, one of the best well-collected Civil War collections?
Yeah, most of our inventory is military. We have a huge range of Civil War, World War II, World War I, basically lots of wars and military genre books. We get them from, you know, local history buffs. We have an entire room dedicated to the books from an old retired colonel. An entire room full of books from him.
Wow.
Yeah. Quite a lot. We have regulars who come in all the time. They can spend hours in that room. So yeah, it's a huge collection.
So you guys carry, like, a little bit of everything, then?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We get books from all over. We get them from auctions. We get them from donations that people bring in. People come in to trade with us. We also buy books as well when we're not overstocked. So we've basically gotten a little bit of everything.
So, like, what kind of people, I guess, come into bookstores?
Basically, all kinds of people. Yeah, we've seen pretty much everyone. just a huge range of people, because so many people just love to read, you know?
Do you have any, like, I guess, interesting stories about, like, a customer who's walked in?
Maybe not any that I should talk about. we have all kinds of interesting people who come in,
I think I heard earlier the lady who came in before me had, like, a British accent.
Yeah, actually, one of the women who drops off a lot of donations, sometimes she just came in earlier today and dropped off some donations. I actually don't know much about her backstory. Maybe I should ask. yeah, we have people, you know, they come in and they just find a section that they like and they sit on the floor, and I come back and they've just got an entire pile around them of books, and they're just sitting there reading, having the time of their lives. And some people will even stay here as long as my shift is. So
wow, really? Yeah. Just getting indulged in the books?
Just hours and hours and hours. It's almost like a library, you know, people just come in to read. So yeah.
Well, it's definitely a little more flair than a library does, because I don't think I've ever seen a library with this much detail involved.
Yeah, the owner actually brings in antiques that he finds. Like over there, you can kind of, there's a little Civil War hat over there. One of the Confederate soldiers wore, and we've got like radios and just all kinds of stuff that he finds and brings in, and it adds to the atmosphere, you know. None of them are really for sale, but they're just for decoration and to really give, like you said, some flair to the store. So
what do you think, like, I guess in terms of, like, years, what do you think dates back to, like, the oldest book that you guys own?
Oh, gosh. well, we have an entire section right here by the cash register, antique, over 100 years old books, but we've got way, way earlier than that. I'd say maybe one of the earliest ones that I've seen is somewhere in the 1600s.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Yeah, most of them that we get are, you know, between 1800 and 1950. But yeah, I've seen some pretty old books come through here.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
How do you guys, like, I guess, preserve the books? Like, I know the older ones get really delicate and frail. Like, how do you guys kind of keep them together?
Well, some of them we put into Brodart covers, which is basically, if you see those, I don't have any up here, but the plastic kind of, like, see-through covers that are on some of the dust jackets of books, that's what we put on just to make sure that they don't, like, fall apart. Just to make sure that they're intact and don't tear and rip and all that kind of stuff. Other than that, we usually just, when we get them, if they're in a condition that we'll accept and sell, then we'll just kind of put them on the shelf and hope for the best. We usually sell as is, so any damage that's there already is just kind of... That's kind of what it is. Just because it's a used and out of print and rare bookstore, so a lot of the books that we get are pretty old and do have some damage and shelf wear.
So you get books that are, like, no longer running either, so, like, books mm-hmm. that have stopped, I guess, like, selling on, like, the mainstream market.
Right. Yeah. We do have, like, a database, a website or two that we use that also sells other old books and all that kind of stuff, just old bookstores from around the world, basically. And that's how we price our books, is we match them up to who's still selling them. So, yeah, that's basically what we do.
Okay, so you base your retail off, like, other bookstores that are still selling the same ones.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Do you usually, I guess in terms of, like, competitiveness, do you try and, like, match them?
We usually try to go just about the lowest price that we can. You know, it's all based on the condition of the book that we get. If it's in pristine condition, it might be a little bit higher than the other ones that we find online. But usually we try to keep to the lowest end.
So I guess in terms of, like, price range of, like, the books that are in here, like, what would you say would be, like, the range from, like, lowest to highest? Like, approximates.
Oh, well, we have books in here for, you know, 25 cents, mostly, you know, little kids' books in the back or things like that. We have a lot of books for, like, a dollar. We actually have some hardback pop fiction books on a shelf back, towards the back of the store right now. It's kind of like clearance, and they're just a dollar. And then it goes up extremely high. we actually had one set in here. I can't remember if it sold or not, but it was, I know this, I just, 2000? That's the
$2,000?
Yeah, $2,000. It is sold out, so the highest one that we have for sale right now is $950.
Wow.
But yeah, it goes up pretty high.
So what kind of books usually would be, like, the higher price range, I guess?
It honestly depends. I'm not sure what makes a lot of them so rare and unusual, but mostly, you know, rare, unusual, first edition, first printing, signed by author. You know, just a lot of different factors that will continually mark it up from the base price. So it really just depends.
So I guess, like, have you ever brought in any rare books, like, from you personally? Or, like, bought from here any rare books?
Personally, I haven't. I haven't brought any in or bought any. you know.
So I guess if you had to, like, pick... maybe, like, your favorite spot in the bookstore to kind of just, like, get away from the world and unwind, where would you say that would be? Do you guys have, like, a little, like, reading corner, or...
We have a lot of nooks and crannies. People always say that it's easy to get lost in here. It's not that big, but there are all these little rooms and all that kind of stuff. So I'd say a good place if you just want to go and sit down and read and be, like, undisturbed. There are two rooms in here. The one that I told you about with the Colonel's books. It's kind of, like, off to the side and, like, tucked away, so it's nice and quiet. There's a little window in there, and then there's one all the way in the back. We call it the set room because that's where a lot of our sets are. And it's very nice and quiet and kind of removed from the rest of the store, so that would be another place to go as well.
What do you mean by sets? Like, what's a set?
Like, volumes of books.
Full collection of a series.
Right.
Oh, cool. So what kind of, like, series do you guys have back there?
All kinds of stuff. We have a lot of our sets kind of scattered around the store, but we also have a lot of them back in that room, and it honestly ranges. I think most of them would be military sets, just like the rest of our store. But yeah, we've got a little bit of everything back there, so.
Well, I definitely love the whole feel of the entire store. Like, walking in here just seemed, like, so much fun.
No, don't get up. I just want to tell you, I love your sign.
Oh, thank you.
It's fabulous. I wish more people would realize that.
Thank you.
Wow, and I get, like, my own little tidbit from another personal customer. That's great. But, yeah, no, I definitely do love, like, the whole feel of the store. Like, I actually might go wandering and see if I can buy another book for myself.
Yeah, do go for it. I mean, we've got basically a little bit of everything in here. it's great. It's wonderful. It's a little bit scary at night when I have to close and turn off all the lights. You know, 100-year-old building, no big deal.
I mean, for 100 years old, this building is still in great condition.
Oh yeah, it takes a lot to, you know, keep a patch together, but it's a pretty solid building.
How many times has it been renovated, or has it even been renovated?
Off the top of my head, I don't know how many times it's been renovated. I'd guess maybe one or two when it changed from a men's clothing store. I think they renovated it once when it was still a men's clothing store, but I'm not sure.
Wow, so even with that little, like, it's still, wow, that's awesome. Because mostly you'd think, like, an older place would start to, like, seriously fall apart and, like, cracks and mold and all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, this store still looks really good.
It's pretty solid. They've got apartments upstairs as well.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. And even with that still.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, actually, funny story. Well, when I first started working here, it was one of my first days, by myself without someone training me. And, I came in and I got a call from this person who kind of does, like, I don't know, ghost adventures type of things, you know, around Old Town, and she goes into buildings and sees if she can feel anything and all that kind of stuff. And she was like, I just recently came into your store and I could just feel all these presences and stuff like that, and I'm, like, alone in the store. And I'm like, okay. Thanks for telling me that. You know, she, like, wanted to come in and do, like, an investigation type thing. So I was like, okay, I'll leave a note for the owner. So she goes on for, like, 40 minutes telling me about all these different stories that she's, like, gone and did in the other stores.
Oh, no.
So I finally hang up. And what I didn't know was that there were apartments upstairs and that you can hear footsteps when people walk across the floor.
Oh, no.
Because no one thought to tell me this. So I'm just sitting here all by myself, and I just start hearing these footsteps upstairs, and I'm just like, oh no, I think there's an attic upstairs, what's going on? Like, this probably wouldn't have freaked me out so much if this person hadn't called me, but I was, like, terrified. So then the phone rings, it gets better, so the phone rings, and I don't know, telemarketer or something like that. It was like an 800 number or something like that. But I still picked it up just in case, whatever. So I was like, hello, this is Prosperous Books. How can I help you? And it just, like, all of a sudden, it just went quiet, and then it goes, goodbye, and then hangs up. I was like, what on earth is going on? Like, I just picked up this phone call from, like, a telemarketer or something, and it just goes, goodbye, and hangs up, and I didn't know what was going on. I was so freaked out at the end of the day. I was just like, get me out of here.
Did you have to close that night, too?
I did. I had to close, and I was, like, practically running through the store as I closed off the lights. Like, it was so terrifying.
But at least now you have a first day that you'll never forget.
That's true. Later on in the week, one of my other coworkers was like, oh yeah, by the way, in case you hear footsteps upstairs, that's just the people in the apartments. And I was like, thanks for telling me. Glad I know now. So, yeah.
So how many other people work here? Like, it's you, the manager, and then...
Right now we have three regularly scheduled employees. Sometimes it fluctuates. We have a little bit more, a little bit less. We do have some people. We have the old store manager and one of the other employees who is kind of like on a call-in basis. But mostly it's just three of us right now.
Oh, wow. So do you guys usually, I'm guessing it's usually one person mans the store at a time?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you must get pretty familiar with this place then.
Yeah. I still need to work on kind of knowing where a lot of the things that people ask for are, but since we have like 90,000 books, it's kind of difficult sometimes, you know. The old store manager, he was here for, I want to say, almost a decade. Wow. And people just came in and asked for something, and he was like, oh yeah, I just, you know, like, I know exactly where that book is that you're looking for. And meanwhile, I'm like, okay, let me find the genre first, and then let me look through this, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I want to get on his level, but I'm not quite there yet.
So do you guys, like, organize it kind of like a library would, based on, like, ISBN number, or...
Because we don't have all of our books on an online database, we only have, I want to say maybe around 10,000 of our books online, just basically this row right here. We don't do it by ISBN number. We do it mostly by category, which you can see at the end of the rows here, and then the subcategories within them. And they're usually, broken down within that by last name of the author, or last name of the person that it's about, if it's a biography, etc.
Well, I mean, I definitely love the whole story, and I really appreciate you, like, giving me the time to give me an interview. That's, like, this has been awesome, and the first day story is definitely something that I will look back on with great joy, because I'm quite a ghost person myself.
Yeah,
and so I can appreciate where you're coming from in terms of, like, I guess, the terrified state that you must have been in.
Right? I mean, I'm not a skeptical person, and I'm not a person who, like, you know, just full-on, you know, believes everything I hear, per se, but I try to be an open-minded person, but maybe that's been painful for me. Maybe that hasn't helped me in the best way, but, you know.
But no, like, honestly, thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
It's been, like, it has been absolutely a great interview, and I really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, no problem.